8:27, the morning after, Q105. Podcast after the show, Q1055.com. Also follow the stuff on social.
It's like an all skate. That's great.
Oh my God. You gave the same sigh like as Demarius when she looked at Phillip's Instagram. When you heard all skate, you were like,
She liked his naked body. I like the all skate. It's 8:28. Thanks for being here. Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 on Q105. Look for the podcast. Follow the Facebook pages, and you'll be able to get them quite easily. A couple of things to get to here. One thing I wanted to run by you, D. Actually, I went to go see the Easter Bunny this week, and I learned, first of all, it was a free Easter Bunny appearance at Bass Pro. Bass Pro.
Oh, yeah.
I never would have envisioned that there are people of color at Bass Pro. Unless it's a free Easter Bunny.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Well, I want you to know black people fish. They wrote a song about it. Oh, I love the fish.
What just happened?
And you know, I know that they fish because I've asked you before. Why are black people fishing in the mall? Trying to catch catfish.
Yep,
right?
Yep, they're in the city.
But I'm pretty sure this.
We ain't no country fishers. We city fishers.
This guy was not a fisherman.
But yeah,
it was a length that line wound through the entirety of the store.
Do you know why? Because it was free.
It was free.
Mm-hmm. And it was free. Like people were like, oh, you know, you could take your kid to the mall, but that's like a $30 pop every time to see a 6-foot creepy rabbit.
It's like the same thing with Santa at Bass Pro and Christmas. Yeah. Like you have to wait hours to see that man. So
yeah. I went with Lindsay and for her son, Cohen. Nuji. Even though he's... Got it. Okay.
Even though he's older, he's new to you.
Nuji. So, Lindsay was a trooper with this. Like, she knew that thing, Philip, because they've done this in the past. Mm-hmm. He was there from, like, 6 to 8, and we got there at a little after 5, and she's like, why don't you guys go walk around the store, and I'll wait in line. I'm like, now you see it's the little things why I adore this woman.
Right,
Cohen's like, I'm going to go see the games. The games? Okay. I mean, I've been in here once before, and I thought he meant, like, the Targets.
I've never been in one.
But it's a Bass?
Yeah.
Me either.
Really?
Take away your anger for me saying I didn't think black people go to Bass Pro.
Yeah.
He's like, let's go.
Well, I am not the spokesman for all black people.
Right.
I just haven't gotten around to it. I mean, I don't recall. Yeah.
Malcolm X.
I had a dream.
Demetrius.
I had a daydream that one day people that I hate would get what they deserve.
Cohen says, let's go see the games. And I'm thinking the Targets. And they have some kids things in there and pool stuff. What are the games? Up and down the elevator.
Oh, my word.
That's not a bad game, though.
I had fun.
Yeah.
Not too bad,
You can see different levels of the store. They got a giant fish tank.
How many levels is it?
Two. It's like its own city.
Oh, okay.
Because you've never been either.
Right, yeah. No, I haven't.
Yeah. And it's probably true. A lot of black people don't sit around and go, you know what? We need to go to Bass Pro.
Right, exactly.
I'm bored, man. You wanna go to Bass Pro?
I was thinking we should go to Bass Pro and then after that maybe hit up Cracker Barrel or like one of those other places that makes us feel very uncomfortable. How do you country fry something? That is just weird to me. I have so many questions.
Should we go to Tyrell or was it Jamar? Kendrick, you want to go to Pier 1 or Kirkland's?
The elegance.
I'll skip the thing with relationship stuff for a moment because I want to know, you had a good week, a productive week, and something you wanted to get to?
Was it productive? No. Yes, it was. But everybody knows I started my own State Farm agency.
Okay. Where can I find that?
It's right off Airport Highway on Bernath Parkway, 1405 Suite B. Can't miss it. It's right in front of Korea Na.
Call me now for a great quote. I'll beat anybody.
Yeah.
Like a good neighbor.
So while I was getting prepared to open this store, there was another agent who was managing my book, you know, just keeping up with the service part. Well, after I got my book, he aggressively went after my clients.
Wow.
And when I say aggressively, he took 700 cars from me and about 200 houses. That roughly represents about $80,000 of revenue that I'm that I was supposed to use, you know, to run my office. But since he has so aggressively gone after, I've taken an $80,000 hit. Which is,
you're in a good mood, so this must have turned out successful for you.
Well, the thing about it is that there's supposed to be this honor amongst agents, State Farm agents. They're supposed to be, you know, they look out for you. They tell you things. Right. Hey, you got a question, you can call. Blah, 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 blah. Don't feel free, you know. But this guy went and he hired everybody out of the agent's office whose book I was getting. And then he told those people to go after. And that way, he could say he wasn't doing it.
Wow, so he's hanging other people out to dry, too.
Well, no, he's just... But here's the thing. You're an independent contractor. He can do whatever he wants. There is no recourse for me. I can't go after him unless I see him in the streets. You know?
What do you mean? And, first of all, in the streets, like, you did flipped over to a whole different side.
Oh, yeah. Because I just want you to know, I'm new to this agent game. Uh-huh. But I am still old to the streets. I can make...
About to get arrested.
Like a good whooping... But that was the only thing. And so it was like, it was a huge eye opener. Like once I started working out the finance part of this, because that was $80,000. Who doesn't account for $80,000?
At first you were right. Like, oh, whatever. Like, I mean,
yeah.
People
I'm like, you can build. I'm like, we'll just put our heads down and we'll just roll. But it's super, super hard to roll when you've taken that kind of hit in your operating fund.
Why are you in such a good mood?
Because it is what it is. I mean, I can't really... The only thing I can do is work. That's the only thing I can do.
Steal his
like,
people.
Oh, don't think that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like legit. Like, he... It was just, like, the craziest thing. You know, he's supposed to go, hey, you know, give this guy a chance, blah, blah, blah. He's good at his job. He's gone through the same training as I have. You know, this is a good guy. Instead, he was like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling him. And then he go, come to the dark side.
Yes, this is like old radio battles.
Yeah.
Wherever this guy's office is, you should put your billboard up right over it.
Right? Yeah. It's just,
but, you know, it is what it is. And I was just like, I'm going over the books. And it was just, it was eye-opening, you know. Because I did go into this thinking there was some kind of weird camaraderie amongst us. There is amongst a few of us.
Right.
The rest, I'm coming for you. I am coming for you.
And in these streets.
And if you want to see what that is, it's coming for you. Drive down the trail. Look to your left if you're headed south near the zoo, and you will see what's coming for you.
Yeah. Take the sweater off, though. It's a lot tougher without the sweater.
So you go out there on a quiet night and paint you with tougher luck.
Yeah, no. Yeah, like maybe like some brass knuckles or something.
Teardrop
Yeah.
But I have to ask you a question about these headshots that... The agents take. It's an off the air kind of question.
I know. I wanted, okay. I wanted to do one with cats. You know?
D.
Yeah.
And now you get it, but for anybody else, I mean, all these radio stations, there's other radio stations in this building, and at the end of the day, it all goes to the cumulus pot, but just like anywhere we've worked in the past, the radio stations do compete, maybe some more friendly than others.
Yeah.
Right.
This guy was a little more predatory than other people. Than Mike Buck, who got you going with
Yeah, that. Exactly. And that was the whole thing. And Mike was like, bro, he goes, if that was me, he goes, I would have punched him right in the face. And I'm like,
wow, this is a doggy dog life of this shit. It is. Game.
It is because you know what? I mean, honestly, it was. You go into this thing thinking, like, you know, this is how it's going to be, that these people are going to, you know, do what they say they're going to do and just manage and watch over what they're supposed to and then hand it to you intact. Granted, there's some contrition involved. There are some people who are like 80, 90 years old who don't trust the internet and have been with their agent since they were a sperm. And they're like, yeah, I ain't going anywhere. I don't care what you say. I've been with so-and-so since 19-2.
Why is that their voice?
And I'm like, you know, and they're like, you could just put me back where I came from. I'm not going. And you're like, look, that's fine. You have that choice. But when you aggressively, purposely set out, because I'm not the only one it happened to. My friend Brad, it happened to him too.
Same dude?
Yeah.
Same dude.
Oh my. Oh
same
God.
Dude.
You need to send your wife after this guy.
Oh, and the thing about it is that, you know, it's an eye-opening experience when somebody comes after, like, your clients.
Your money.
And there's really, you know, and you can say, well, I'll just get new clients. I'll just do that. That's just what I'm going to do. But now you're not starting, you're not building to get better. You're building to get back to where you were when you started.
Yeah. And the client tree doesn't grow next to the money tree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the great thing is, though, now that, like, you know, State Farm has rolled out some new rates, and so we're really super competitive, but it's, dude, it was just like, I was so pissed off. I was going through the thing, and I'm like, wow, okay, well, I might have to cut on this and this and this and this just to make things work.
An old game is coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Q105 with The Morning After.
It's out on the Q app at Q1055.com.